How amazing is his grace. Praise the Lord. And how amazing it is to be here today sharing with our sisters in Christ. I'm going to start with the beginning of my life. I was born in the 40s, raised in the 50s and 60s. My father was wounded during the war, and so we were a very poor family. We moved to a small country town, which consisted of 7 houses and a park. We had no electricity, no telephone, and no vehicle. So my whole world was as big as the street I lived in, the school I went to, and the Baptist church I attended. We shared and cared and loved our neighbours. And so I felt I had the best life ever, and we never wanted or asked for anything. We were loved and protected the whole time. But as time goes on, at the age of 12, my parents had electricity and Dad got a vehicle. But a telephone was totally out of the question because it was not necessary, because Mum wrote 10 letters a day. So why would you need a telephone? And so we went to Pathfinders, and I must say, I got baptised when I was 16, and we had a wonderful Christian fellowship with Pathfinders, and we all grew up that way. And then I guess as I got older, I became very restless. My brother, he became an apprentice electrician, stayed in the town, whereas me, I was restless and I thought there must be something else out there. So when the Air Force came round looking for recruits, I decided, that's me, I'm going to join the Air Force. And I asked my father, he said, I'll think about it. And he said, anyway, I went and did all the tests, and I said, yes, we've got a job for you. And so he eventually gave in, and I left. And this, it was so appropriate. Enter through the narrow gate, for the wide gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many go through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find. My brother went through the narrow gate, and he kept his life walking with God, but not me. I kicked up my heels and I galloped through that wide gate. I couldn't wait to get out there to see what was happening. And so with my job, I was sent all around Australia. I was very fortunate. And eventually I married into a family of school teachers and university lecturers, and they said they would re-educate me about God. And so therefore, I put God on the back burner, and he really didn't come into my life much, except when I went home, first thing, what church are you attending? And I would say, I haven't found one yet. And so my brother would take me along to church, and he'd say to the pastor, this is my sister Sherry and she is lost. And so I'd look down the floor and I'd be looking everywhere and I couldn't wait to get out of church. But God never gave up on me, because through my journey he kept putting all these different people in my life. And one turned out to be a pastor's wife, and she used to say, Sherry, come and help me with this. I need you to help me. And so I did, and I was gradually walking back in the way I grew up. However, by the time I turned the age of 40, I lost all of my family. They didn't have a long life. And so at the age of 40, I realised I was entirely on my own. And I found that what was ahead of me was this big mountain, and I didn't know how to get over it or get around. So I became very angry, resentful, and I certainly turned my back on God, because I didn't believe he did the right thing by me. And so, and then I had some amazing friends in my life. And anyway, Tim, can you put up Isaiah 30? Oh, thanks, Penny. 30:21. Whether you change to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in. And that's actually what happened. I woke up one morning and I thought, I've got to move. I've got to get away. I'm stuck. And I rang my friend and I said, I'm moving. She said, where are you going? I said, I don't know. They're somewhere. And anyway, and then God opened a door for me and he brought me up to Cairns. I came up there and I found work. And then he opened another door for me. A friend I shared a flat with many years ago rang and said, why don't you come up and live here with me? I said, oh, if I find work, I might. Anyway, I came up here to the Tablelands. I found work and I thought I had too much spare time. So I got involved in doing volunteer work, mainly with churches. And then I kept getting these little nudges. I thought, oh, I might go to church this Sunday. And I'd wander off to church. And then God really placed someone in my life who opened the door for me completely. And she guided me back through. And that's when I became born again Christian. And that's when amazing grace came into my heart. And I knew he was living there. And that's when all those mountains that I had, I couldn't climb, I couldn't get around, became little anthills. And I was actually able to step over them because his grace was with me. And I thought, wow, how simple was that? And so this is when Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, when you really trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And I can assure you, he does. Once I let him navigate my life, everything just fell into place one after the other. And I just could not believe it. And all I can say is that Jesus is the Lord of my life. And the more I learn about him, the more I love him. And I just want, I attend the women's Bible study here every Thursday. And every week, God puts the same song on my heart, which you all know is number 46. So now I'm asking the women to take the lead.
Right, this song, what we actually do, it goes I first, because that's when you first become a Christian. Okay, you realise and you become born again. And then in the second part of it, that's when we come together and we all get together and pray and have Bible study and fellowship and whatever. So us ladies took the liberty of changing a couple of words. So we're not having any music with this. So this side here, stand up there, Trick. This side here is going to follow me. So we'll all probably be walking up the street. And that side there is going to follow Helen. Helen, you just do the echo, and yeah, that'll be easier for you. Because I know what they've done. You don't have to stand up, you just sit down and have fun.
I am redeemed,
I am redeemed,
by the blood of the Lamb,
by the blood of the Lamb.
I am redeemed,
I am redeemed,
and I know I am.
For me,
he bore sin's curse,
and he set me free.
I'm reconciled by Jesus' blood, born again by the Spirit of God. All my sins are washed away. Praise the Lord.
When we went down
to the valley to pray.
Our souls got blessed.
So we stayed on.
Sometimes just because, you know, I just believe